set up the Eagle where it'll email me now for every, or not all the things, but not everything, but definitely when people get blocked in the IP, it's kind of scary to see.
Yeah, occasionally when I see the block,
I was like, yeah, I've got it set up where anything that it can email me, it does.
Okay.
So see, I don't know. Instead of email you, I'm a graph.
Did you play around with the permissions for the individual
Holders? Yeah. The one thing you gotta be careful of, though, if you do that, is if you say, if you don't let people execute something, you can't use the PHP file, which lets you look at it. So, that's what I did. So you have to let people, you can keep people from writing to it, but you still let them execute. Because otherwise, you can't, well, if you want to be able to see the direct, because that's actually a PHP script that's visualized. I think I figured that out. I closed down a couple of things, like the PHP number out there only, but I didn't delete that. First thing is the meetings that we got. We just talked to figure that out, Brent. The next thing is the Oyster genomic track. And Claire's Mac here.
Yeah, she's.
Well, we'll skip that agenda item and wait for Mac. Is that all right?
We go back to that first agenda item, and Hannah could maybe go with us to that meeting if she wants to. Get a picture of what we're going to do with the point.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Did you hear that, Hannah?
Yeah.
So I guess we should probably introduce. Does anybody know Hannah? Probably not.
I'm Hannah.
Everybody say who you are. I'm Steven.
I'm Brent.
Okay, working with Emma. Yeah, so that's, so anyway, back to the point. Yes, we're meeting, we're probably meeting on Bainbridge Island at 9 o'clock to talk about kind of the stuff you're working on.
Yeah.
So if that might be worth the trip.
That'd be
if you have time.
Yeah.
And maybe y'all could even write, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to coordinate with Brent maybe about the time. I'm there, I'm not there, I won't be there.
Okay.
I'll meet you. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So the genomic track, so were you following that post this morning?
I just updated it.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't go back at it.
Right, so we need to make sure those are right. Definitely the introns, it's probably not going to change anything, but we need to make sure it's right. And then I put a question about the TE one, just where was that derived from? I'm not saying it's wrong, but we need to know, I kind of know where it's derived from, but it was shifted. And specifically, I'm worried about any kind of coordinate system, one-off, zero-one rule.
It's just a reformatting of a BLAST output. So I think the one that's embedded isn't, I think they're both the GFF format, but I'll look at
yeah.
it. But I don't think it's an issue.
But if somebody calls it a bed in the intersect tool and somebody else calls it GFF, I'm imagining that's going to change. That's
the way they're intersected?
Yeah.
I don't think
so. So
I think the bed would just be a shifted interval, but I think it treats the size of the intervals the same thing.
I totally agree. It treats the size of the intervals the same, but it could be off by one. You put the same file and you didn't change the file, but you called it a bed and you called it a GFF. I would assume that the software knows the difference in the coordinate system shift.
I'll check it.
Yeah.
That's it. I thought the software is just overlapping those regions. Would it really know, oh, this is one off
yeah.
the bed?
Yeah, because they're different numbering systems.
Yeah.
The beds and the GFFs are.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not positive, but I mean, that's just one that's one that could work. And it's hard to test, it's hard to verify that one.
But yeah, it'd be nice to get those in like a centralized region.
Yes, that's why I'm working on. That's why I had to use the same file.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Any questions for us?
Yes.
Let's stop it.
All right, so I think the best thing with the workflow, Emma, is we just sit down and do it from scratch.
I did.
Well, I mean, we can go through again, but like I went through this morning and I see, and I mean, it's beginning to be a time, kind of a waste of both of our time because I can show you, but there's so many duplicates in step three that aren't explained that I think. Yeah, that's what I mean. So we, instead of making the assumptions, we need to, I think it makes sense for us to go, just sit down, block out a period of time, and just go through it and verify each step. For instance, in your first, I just, instead of going back and forth about each step, it's just, I think we just need to sit down. Because that first join got tons of peptides. They're duplicates just in the protein profit map. That you're expected of it? Do you expect that?
I don't know if you're talking about that.
And then when you join that, then that makes an assumption that breaks. It just falls apart.
It's too abstract.
That's why I think we need to sit, block this period of time, sit down with two computers and just go through it step by step and check every step and then double check it with the different software before we go too much further. So larvae samples. So I want to give Sam those samples to start processing. Can you remind us what those are?
What my experiment was?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, we took, what was it? Four males, one female. And then we strip spawn them, fertilized the eggs and sperm. We took samples of sperm and egg from each individual, had tubes of those, and then she sampled them 2 days post-fertilization. And then I
sample them 4 days post-fertilization. And I have all, so I have like all those samples, and then I have them preserved because I couldn't pick dry ice that early.
Mm-hmm.
So I have them preserved in different methods, like some are in ethanol, some are just on ice, and some are in like RNA later for extraction. So I have samples for DNA and RNA.
Okay, so I think that what we want to do is we want to look at DNA, to look at methylation between, you know, answer the question of across development, but also across individuals.
Yeah.
So it seems like to me, if we want to do a bare minimum, it's 4 different males, right, and 1 female?
Yep.
Seems like we want to do the sperm. Maybe just jump in if they have a better idea. Well, if we do sperm from 1 male.
So we kind of talked about this.
Yep.
We decided we're going to take 1 and 3.
Yep.
And then we're going to see if we can do 7 samples per lane.
So it's just the males that are involved in those two tanks that you're sampling?
What's that?
Are you just doing the sperm from the males that did take
so
1 and 3?
So it'll be 7 samples because on the first day it'll be egg, sperm. And then they were fertilized. So on day 2 it'll be just the 2 tanks from when they were fertilized.
From those 2.
Day 5.
So we're leaving other stuff, but we have other samples. We have 2 other males that we're not touching right now, but this seems to be the most efficient use of sampling because you clearly get the developmental stuff and the potential to get the cross, the male effect, right? Because you have common eggs and then we have to do the eggs. So those would be, that's what I just kind of typed down what you said. So if you can just get those samples to Sam.
Yep.
The question is, I think we have them all in ethanol, and I think that's probably the safest thing to divide.
Yeah,
unless
so we have,
yeah,
so ethanol, corn, soybean, and you're
going to do individual marble extraction?
No, it would be a pool.
Okay, but you just said you were interested in the variation between individuals.
Between males.
Okay.
Yes.
So one sample was on ice and one sample was at 95%.
Do you have you have all 7 of these samples in ethanol?
Yep.
Okay, so then I think that's probably the best way to go. We don't
and
want
then
to,
the one that she took on day 2 is on like this kind mesh thing. So for day 2, we don't have them on ice. So I think we should process all the ethanol ones so that they're all on the same.
Yep. So that's what I told her, is just keep the NITEX, whatever it was, we put that in. It should be all right either way. And so it's pretty straightforward now. Just do 7, and then we just check the quality and make a call about how to go forward. But ideally, I'm thinking like just pop them all in 1 lane, but let's just see if we get good DNA. Enough DNA, because you know these are larvae and shells and all kinds of crap in some of them, and just go from there. I'd like to get those out pretty soon because it'll take a while to get the data back.
Yeah, I have those where you want them.
Probably right after the lab meeting if you have time, while it's on our mind. The same will be over at the other place. Band-Aids? What's the protocol on Band-Aids?
I'll take care of it.
Sam's on it. It is weird. That is, I'm serious though. I mean, do we pay for home mayonnaise?
I mean, I think the last sub-bandits you like brought in.
Yeah, I do, but it's a principle thing there. It seems like somebody should be
I was just going to go to the supply closet.
Oh, they have them there. Okay.
I think they do.
Okay, cool, yeah.
Then that's going to go there first.
Yeah, it seems to me SAS on a supply for big kits in my labs.
Yeah. And next time you ask about that, you should give a warning that nobody's cutting their finger or something like that. That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, yeah, he got hurt.
It must not have been bad, right?
I had a blister.
Yeah, I used some for my blister.
She's been in the lab so much.
Yeah, let's say I'm done from my panic. Is that what you mean? Yeah, I was wondering too all weekend. I was like, oh man, it's like, I wonder if it got cut.
Yeah, I'm wondering how bad it was. All right. So let's what people are doing, the stuff that we haven't already captured or we don't already know about. Quickly. A little brainstorm.
Well, we mostly can is taking samples of the fully rootstock that produced our seed. We are apparently missing one of the groups. I don't know what happened. Still following up on that with Ryan. So we got 11 of the 12 groups. And they're you processed one of them so far.
Yeah. What is when you process?
She's taking tissue samples.
Okay.
Ethanol and saving the shells.
Okay.
And then working on the microsats, which I hit a great big brick wall last week. Couldn't get the ladder to resolve. So hopefully this week we'll get it.
Okay.
It's I don't know what the problem is, so I'm gonna just go through the steps again with the sample data, make sure I'm doing all the steps right. But Sam was there looking over my shoulder.
I talked to Rick this week. He said all of it, he pre-screened it. He looked at everything, and everything's good quality.
And
he
could see it.
So well, I don't know if he saw the last, I mean, I'm assuming he said, it should be fine. He said he didn't send us anything that was hard to call either.
Yeah.
He made sure it was all easy to call. But I don't know what that means.
Unless he just hit analyze, and it was all the green things. He was like, that was good.
Yeah, because it did turn green and looked all great.
Okay.
We're like, woo! And then when we looked at it.
Okay. Like I said, if you don't figure, you know, shoot an email to Crystal.
Yeah.
Just bounce on IP off. Should we have it?
Yeah.
All right, let's
Jessica.
So looking for differential
swamp
signs in solid sites, as well as inflammation. So I'm coming to meet up with Kevin Friedman from the seat to talk a little more about your microscopes and kind of answer some of those questions. Make sure I'm identifying the sites properly. I should be finishing up charging.
When you say samples, what do you have to help us here? What do you mean?
We took oysters and shucked them on the beach and then got samples of their gills.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just get 20.
We got 8.
Oh, we got 8. Yeah.
We spent like an hour and a half looking.
Yeah.
You just couldn't find oysters?
It's a public beach. People have taken them and there are a lot of five basters.
A lot of what?
Five basters?
What?
Sea stars?
Oh.
Brady's down there helping you?
Yeah, he was. He didn't find him either.
Good.
It's really nice. He showed me some wild oldies.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Brent said, just taking tissue samples of the commercial
of the oysters last week and started on the different rooting groups this week. And I'll continue to do that all week long and probably the next week too.
What about you, Ahmed? Anything you want to add about the 20 versus A?
Last week. Oh, we did gene expression.
Yeah, that's what you did before.
We used those primers. SH9DM1C.
Did you have any contamination in your blanks?
Yeah, the MYC. I don't know. Emma said it was weird.
So it was weird.
The amplification curve was weird.
Yeah, the other ones were.
They didn't all work. That's a lot. Only like two of them.
Two? And this is our last week.
Your last week?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
That was fast, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm less happy.
What?
It was happy.
I have mixed feelings on this.
How about you, Sam?
Finish up with some of the stuff that I was doing with Dave's project, some relooking at this qPCR data, and then I'll be tackling Claire's samples for DNA isolation and sequence isolation.
All right, what y'all? Jacob?
Yep.
All right.
And speaking of this being your last week, I'm going to give a little plug for their research symposium on August 26th at 4 o'clock. In fisheries.
August 20th, say it again?
August 26th at 4 o'clock. The summer interns are going to be presenting their research, and there will be a reception following.
Is that in fish building?
No, in fish building.
So between now and then, they're not doing...
They'll come in a couple more days to work on a presentation. But they're not doing any more research.
Got it.
Especially since they're leaving for me.
Did you have enough to talk about?
They have a lot to talk about. They actually have quite a lot of biodiversity data for different beaches, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of...
And they're going to have gene expression for two genes. They'll have plenty to talk about.
All right.
And environmental data that I downloaded for you.
Oh, thank you.
Can you talk about your mentor, too? You pulled your fractions and did a phenyl chloroform, and that's how you found it? Or did you?
I did the phenyl chloroform, and I found it, but it wasn't pure enough to go to the microarray, so then I did a minilucom, ordered the Kyogen kit, and it looks good. The ratio is cleaned up, but my recovery is now to the point where I don't have a lot of extra, so I don't know if she can do QC, so I sent her the updated concentrations and ratios and stuff, and see what she said.
Sweet, though. That must have been so nice to find that.
So nice to find. Good. And then I'm working on the paper, so I'll get these tracks things sorted out first thing. And then, I'm doing more reading now to work on the discussion as well.
You say you can hold a full view. You know, I feel that it's a manual of this reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he said he was maybe. Okay. That's all.
You saw that. You saw the email, right?
Yeah, I didn't think it looked as...
No, I mean my email, I just said...
Yep.
Yeah. Is Maya coming?
As far as I know, she's still in calendar, is coming.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she's in Friday, Harvard now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me know what time they don't call it. Although, I feel like I don't have much
to say. Yeah, there's not much to say. I don't even, because, nothing's really going on with that, so I might not matter. I mean, I'll let you know though, if she's coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Sarah's defense at 11.
Right, there can be a couple of times, so.
Yeah, so.
Which I will call before, so.
Who knows? All right, what about the next, kind of undone seminar thing, which 1, 2, 3, 4, which I have be around the 22nd, if my math's right? Do you, anybody have any ideas or suggestions?
I was thinking of getting together with the, Shea, is that his last name? The biology, maths group. I just don't know if they're around, obviously, the kids.
What's the next, students?
Shea, M-E-A-C-G.
No.
Maths lab?
Who did that by?
That's who I got to find her. Adam.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. The other one was, there was a student in genome sciences that do the some histone stuff in plants.
Yeah.
I think that was a Keyshawn or something. Anybody, any other ideas? Alright, anything else? Everybody put a smile on first. And then you're dismissed.
When do you want to go through the workflow?
I guess whenever you have time. I guess you got them today, right?
I could do it in the morning tomorrow before they come in. What are you meeting on May 1st?
About that meeting on Bainbridge is Thursday.
So, for many girls,
yeah, tomorrow morning works.
Can you get in around 9?
On Tuesday, yeah.
I'll be
here. That's totally like sacrilegious, but I like the options better. Except for, it's the moment of the way. But, I mean, it's more of a mistake. I prefer.